This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The Illinois State University men's basketball team had high expectations going into this season. Despite losing four starters from last year's conference championship team, the Redbirds were guardedly optimistic talented transfers and recruits, as well as maturing returning players, would lead to similar success this season. A slew of injuries and academic issues has decimated the anticipated strong lineup. Despite being shorthanded during a strong non-conference schedule, the Redbirds surprised some talented teams. They also underperformed against some weaker teams. Coach Dan Muller tells GLT's John Norton this season has not played out the way he anticipated, though adversity has had some upside.
We got a great group of guys that needed to change some habits of body language or energy level or just understanding what it takes to be successful. I don't think we would have grown as much if we wouldn't have had the schedule. Now, I could have done without the injuries. You know, the two guys that have been out the entire year. I think a couple games would have been different, and I think we still could have faced some adversity. But I like where we are right now. I wish our record was better. I think it could and should be. But I do think that we've grown a ton.
What happened? How did that turn around? Because that's difficult to turn around in a short amount of time, and that seems to have happened.
Well, you can lose confidence. And so we lost at home to Murray State when Phil Fain missed the game for a funeral, which, of course, I was all for and very supportive of. But we played well against a good team without one of our best players, and I think if he's there, you know, we probably win. So I've seen the growth over the last 2 weeks or so. Really, at BYU was disappointing. So we've had some ups and downs. We've shown flash the South Carolina game, Tulsa game, but the inconsistency has gotten us. But we had inconsistent practices throughout a lot of the year. So I think the consistent practice over the last 2 weeks, and really the only way, and I learned this 2 years ago, we had the seventh toughest strength of schedule in the country, non-conference. This year we're at number six. We lost confidence that year. And as long as you can hopefully get your team to not lose confidence, you can handle the adversity if there's trust, which our players trust us a lot. We trust them. But you can't do it without trust and confidence, and we've been able to build that and keep that.
Well, let me ask you about you on this season. Your demeanor is always even keel, or at least it has been. You've looked a little more frustrated on the sidelines this year than compared to the past. How have you dealt with this frustration? Have you grown a little bit as a coach?
Oh, I hope I grow every year, absolutely. And I have been frustrated because we've had our highs and our lows have had such variation. You know, as a coach, you want consistency. You want I'm doing my hands right now. I know the radio can't see it, but you don't want peaks and valleys. You want a little arc up and down here and there, a little wave. And I get very frustrated when guys, again, have bad body language and respond to bad calls poorly or improperly, or at least to frustration. I'm big on mindset. And so I've been more frustrated really than the last couple years. But that's what a young, inexperienced team does sometimes, specifically when you have some guys out. I've wanted to sub guys maybe a little more, and I have subbed guys more when they haven't played hard. But when you don't have as much depth, that's harder to do. But I'm getting less frustrated because we're getting more consistent.
Yeah. We're talking with Illinois State University men's basketball coach Dan Muller. I'm John Norton. This is GLT Sound Ideas. You mentioned the tough schedule, and this is your philosophy to schedule tough outside the conference. Why is that important to do?
It's three reasons, and it's been the same since I've gotten here. And I have. We've had really good non-conference strength of schedules. And really the years we haven't, and last year's was just okay, it's because the teams we scheduled didn't have the type of years that we thought they would. Okay. It's not because we didn't try. I want our fans to be excited about the games we play at home. I want our team to build toughness through playing good teams. I believe the only way to build true toughness, it's not the only way, but I think it's the best way, is to play hard teams and face adversity. And then third reason is I believe it's important in recruiting. We sell when we recruit players that we're going to play certain types of games, certain types of venues, certain types of tournaments, and I think it's helped us in recruiting. I will continue to do it.
You're recruiting players in general who are long and athletic.
Yeah.
Is that a fair representation of what you're looking at?
We look certainly for long athletes, and yet you've got to have a certain element of skill in there, and so that's where the balance comes in. But yes.
I think you have the audacity that you can compete deep into the NCAA tournament, if not win the NCAA tournament. Am I accurate in my assessment, first of all, that you think
100%.
You can compete deep into the NCAA?
100%. No, I'm realistic, and so some years we don't get there. But I think, I'm starting to get confused with my years here, unfortunately. That's bad. But anyway, I think
you're in year six from what I understand.
Yeah. 3 years ago, the year we got to the championship game against Northern Iowa, a great Wichita State team, and lost to a great Northern Iowa team. We had some injuries, but I thought that team could go far in the NCAA tournament. Deshaun Knight, Devon Akun-Purcell, you know, Deontay Hawkins, Paris Lee, and you know, those guys were sophomores. We had a really good team. The next year we come back and Reggie Lynch transfers, and that was kind of a hole, but we still finished second in the league. And I thought if we could get there, we could go deep. And then, of course, last year I think we could have won multiple games. So, but there's a lot of teams. 64 teams get in, and there's probably 85 teams that legitimately could get to the second weekend if you get in, but you got to get in. This year, I think we can do it, but because we have so much inexperience, I don't know if we're tough enough mentally to get there yet. And I'm a guy who, I tell my team, I believe in you when you show me you can do it. You know, I know what you can do, but until you do it consistently. But we recruit to compete against every school in the country, and I think you have to have certain types of players. Not have to, again, you can win in a lot of different ways. I think the best way for us to do it is to have those long athletes. You develop their skill, put weight on them. And I think we've got that this year once we get healthy.
Let me ask you about some of those talented players that you have been recruiting. This year you've got Malik Yarborough.
Yep.
Zach Copeland's not able to play, but sorry about that. But
me too. You practiced yesterday for the first time.
You look good.
Oh, man.
I think he's salivating on his desk here. And even the freshman, Elijah Clarence,
yep.
Right? These are long, talented
yep.
players. But you've had those players, mm-hmm. and some of those transfer out. They
yep.
use the grad transfer rule. As you mentioned, Reggie Lynch was just a transfer for other reasons, it sounds like. But even when you just started, Boo Moore, not a long, but a very talented athlete. This is what you're dealing with as a coach today, that these players can transfer out using the graduate transfer rule,
yep.
which real quickly is once a player reaches his senior year, if he still has a year of eligibility left, he can move on to any other school.
And not sit out. Right.
So you've been really victimized by that a couple of times where you could probably get out a really good year if they would have stuck around. Is this the new norm for especially mid-major basketball?
It's become that.
Yeah.
You know, we had, unfortunately, Deontay Hawkins actually had a knee injury. He's out for the year,
yeah.
which is really disappointing for him. And I was that's disappointing. But before that, we had three guys starting, one guy starting in Minnesota, one guy starting in Oregon, one guy starting in Boston College. And so that's a lot of talent, as you said, that have transferred out. I think we're getting closer, and I know I love all those guys, and I root for them. And I know they love their experience in Illinois State, but they were just looking to play at a level that they wanted to see. And that is a part of what we deal with now. But that being said, I think our program is getting closer to the point to where that won't happen nearly as much. Will we have some kids transfer? Probably. But we've won enough. I think I'm a better coach now, and I don't say that as if I have a big head. I think I do a better job of making our players, building relationships, and making them want to stay, because you can do everything you want to here. That's my job. I control that stuff.
But is this something you have to consider now
yeah.
when you're on the recruiting trail, that you get a really talented player in here as a freshman, especially, that by the time they're going to be a senior, they may go somewhere else?
Absolutely.
You
don't consider it when you still try to get them.
Uh-huh.
You consider it once you get them. And then you have to be aware, which we were with Deontay and Mikhail last year, you have to be aware if they're going to transfer, you have to be ready with your roster. So recruiting never stops anyway, but it really never stops now with all the transfers, because you have to be prepared if kids leave.
And you got to be constantly communicating throughout the year, then it
yes.
sounds like, so you even pick up if they're
yes.
maybe wanting to transfer.
Yeah,
right?
I can tell you this. I've only been surprised by one transfer since I've been here, and we've had a lot. There's only one guy that surprised me. Everybody else, we pretty much knew they were thinking about or going to do it, and that's critical for a coaching staff.
We're in the office of Dan Muller, ISU head men's basketball coach. One more thought.
Sure.
Decorum.
Yes.
You're a tough-nosed coach. This is the way it's going to be,
yes.
and you let your players know that. Yet you are recruiting some of these players who are either maybe have academic problems, these are the talented ones, or
yep.
maybe have some personalities that,
absolutely.
Might be tough to deal with. How do you reconcile the two?
Two things. Number one, some of the greatest joys in coaching is taking a kid who needs guidance, discipline, what have you, helping them change their lives and their future. And so that is so enjoyable. Now, sometimes they won't change, and those are a lot of kids that have transferred, because unless I'm going to give you a year, we're going to show you how to do it, treat you right, teach you right, and if you continue to decide to be what I consider is maybe a bad person, then you don't deserve to wear an Illinois State jersey. Now, the biggest part is we are very specific in recruiting. I mean, I tell them everything it's going to be, every way it's going to be, period, what's going to happen if you don't do these things. And if you don't want to come here, then don't come here. But this is the way it's going to be. And so we're really, really up front, really honest with them. And then when they're here, that's the deal. There's certain things that I believe, character, as a person, a young man, the way you're supposed to act. And I'm not going to jeopardize my moral compass to win games. And so there's some hardline things, and yet you have to be flexible with certain kids, you know. So it's a fun part of coaching. At times it's a frustrating part of coaching, but really, really enjoyable when you get to see a kid and you've legitimately changed his life.
Illinois State University head men's basketball coach Dan Muller speaking with GLT's John Norton.